the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now for today's story. This is called Scavenger Hunt.
I love scavenger hunts.
I'd rather be at work, honestly.
No, you'd rather be at work. Well, this is gonna be fun, I promise. You'll see.
I'm confused, though. Jeff said that we were doing this so that the people from Seattle could get familiar with the city.
Mm-hmm.
But neither one of us is from Seattle. We both live here. So, wouldn't it make more sense if they paired us up with somebody from Seattle?
Well, right, but we get to hang out and get to know each other. That's cool.
All right. The clue is standing with a crowd of people waiting for a ship 100 years overdue.
Okay, so my thought was, I know the Titanic was, like, supposed to dock here.
What is this right here? This looks like something.
Mm.
Crowds gathered in front of the Chelsea Pier at 7 a.m. April 19th, 1912, awaiting the Carpathia's arrival with survivors of the wreck of the Titanic. This is it. All right, let's get a picture of ourselves here. You ready? Smile. There we go.
Hold on, one more. Let's say Titanic.
Oh, God.
Titanic.
All right.
Good.
Getting that up on Facebook. Boom. All right, moving on. Take a seat, look through the window. Enjoy the view while you wait for a train that will never come. What do you think?
I know what it is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's this way.
What is it?
I want you to be surprised. It's really fun. It's very beautiful. I don't know what it's fun, but it's very neat.
Lead the way. You really like this stuff, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I really don't care about, like, the prize. It's more just fun to, like, be out and about. And I don't really know you that well. And you don't really know me. That's kind of cool.
I guess. Where are we going?
Okay, if I tell you, will you tell me the truth if you have a crush on Elizabeth or not?
I'll tell you that one free of charge. I do not have a crush on Elizabeth.
That's a total lie.
Ah.
Well, is there anything you want to know about me? Because I'll answer just about anything. And if there's anything I don't want to answer, I'll just sort of like politely but firmly let you know that I have a boundary.
You know, to be honest, I feel a little cornered by that. Because like, if I say that there's not anything that I want to know about you, then that's a big insult. But if I say that there is stuff that I want to know about you, that seems like it's crossing a boundary. That's a little weird to me. So I kind of feel like now there's nothing that I can say that's not going to be like weird and uncomfortable. Here, what do you want me to know about you?
That's not how it works. You have to ask. Here, okay, I'll give you an example. So I'll ask you, who are you closer to, your mom or your dad?
My mom is passed. So by default, my dad.
Okay. I'm sorry, your mom's dead.
That's okay. You don't have to feel one way or another about it, it's a fact.
Well, my parents aren't dead, but I'm still closer to one than the other.
Which one are you closer to?
Well, that I'm not ready to say. Anyway, we're here. It's the High Line Park.
So this is it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is like one of the entrances.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And look, you see, those are the old rails.
Yeah, the tracks right
they
there.
They obviously don't use them anymore.
All right.
Here, we're going to go this way. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to walk faster.
I can't walk too fast.
Why, what's wrong?
It's like a knee thing.
Did you play sports? You played sports?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, is it like a sad sports thing?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. Well, if you give me one thing about it, then I won't ask about it anymore.
Why do we have to play this game?
Play what game? I just wanted to know. Do you go to the beach in the summer? There's really nice beaches here.
Not really.
You know, there's at the Rockaways, now it's like fancy. They have like fancy ice cream stands and fancy barbecue stands. Do you have Easter plans? Do you go to church?
No.
Yeah, me either. Okay, here it is.
This looks like a good spot right here in front of the window.
This is good. Wait, can you grab my phone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look so stupid.
No, nobody's looking. Also, it's all tourists. They probably all have one. Okay,
people
good.
People are all literally looking,
I
That's
guess. Good.
All right. Train.
Train.
All right.
Can you add a fun caption?
No.
What?
I'm just getting it up on the Facebook page. Jeff can like it, and we can move on to the next thing.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have to find a biscuit that's 100 years old. Jesus.
Mm, I know what that is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We gotta go this way.
All right, lead the way. I've never been here. What is it? Just like a mall?
It's Chelsea Market.
Chelsea Market.
So it's like a lot of specialty stores.
It seems like tourist central.
There's like a whole section we're coming up to. It's like all these spices, just like big barrels of different spices.
Oh.
I mean, even if you don't buy them.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Pardon me.
It looks like Christmas.
This is making me dizzy.
What is?
All the lights are like overwhelming.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
You get one more chance to guess where we're headed.
I have never been here before. I have no idea where we're headed.
It's the Nabisco factory. A 100-year-old biscuit. You get it? On Halloween, they decorate this whole place like sort of a cheesy Halloween.
Can you shut up for a second, please? I'm really sorry. Stop talking. Excuse me.
Look. Here it is.
All right. Here.
You see, these are old tins where they used to keep, like, look, that actually says Fig Newtons, and that says Saltina. Look, Oreos.
I hear a smile.
Graham crackers. Oh, look how cute that is.
Okay, got it. Posting it.
Wait, what? I didn't even know you took it.
I just said.
Is something wrong?
No, can we get out of here, please? All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm not agoraphobic or anything like that. I just feel very uncomfortable when there's a lot of people around.
It's okay if you're agoraphobic.
I'm not.
You sure you don't need to sit down?
I'm positive. Let's just head towards the bar, okay? Oh, God damn it.
What?
Jeff just posted a message. The train thing wasn't the thing. It wasn't a Highline thing. God damn it.
Oh, that's okay. We can still go to the bar. We didn't have to really have gotten it right. You're not upset about it, are you? Wait, are you really upset?
Just what's the point of doing this if you're not gonna... Biggest waste of time.
And when you learned all about these new places, you learned things about me.
Look, Irene, don't take this the wrong way, but... Why do you feel compelled to be so, like, aggressively nice? Like, what is that about?
I don't know, this is just who I am.
Well, it makes me feel very shitty about myself.
That's on you, not me. I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
You know, Irene, it is so annoying the way that you try to, like, pull people into like having a good time, feeling like you gotta kind of like keep us like entertained or like express this like interest in or whatever it is. And I'm not the only one who feels that way, okay? I'm not. The whole office, frankly, is like pretty annoyed by that. Let's keep on going. Let's get to the bar.
Sorry, David, what do you mean by who's who?
Everyone.
You think I'm annoyed?
Nobody is this like positive or friendly without some kind of agenda. It's like, what's wrong with you that you need to have people like you so much?
David, nobody. Nobody wanted to be your partner for this today.
Oh. Okay, it's fair.
I guess I just wanted to give you a chance. I just wanted to give you a chance to have a nice time.
Yeah, I think I'm actually not gonna go to the bar. I think I'm gonna go home.
Why don't you ever want to hang out with everybody? Because we're not like a douchey bully crowd. You know, it's actually like really nice people. And most of them are really nerdy people, actually.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home.
Are you sure?
No, I'm gonna go. But thank you. I'll see you on Monday.
Okay. All right, well, I'll see you Monday.
Scavenger Hunt, performed by Lewis Kornfeld and Rebecca Robles. Story was by Lewis Kornfeld. We recorded it on the streets of New York City and is produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can find out more at magnettheater.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. You can learn more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern, Shelby Alatmani, has a new job. Congratulations, Shelby. We will miss you. And if any of you are interested in interning on our show, we are hiring. Use the contact button on our website. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.